From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Haiti's opposition rejects an offer to join the government. A strike by bus drivers in Grenada leaves hundreds of commuters stranded. And Prince Charles urges farmers in the Caribbean to go organic. I'm Rosie Hayes, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Haiti's new Prime Minister, Yvonne Neptune, says he would include opposition figures in his administration if that helps resolve the country's political stalemate. But that offer's been rejected today by an opposition that insists on calling the government a de facto administration. The opposition parties, grouped under the Democratic Convergence, say they plan to challenge Mr. Neptune's so-called openness with a public demonstration planned for tomorrow. Yesterday on BBC Caribbean Report, Prime Minister Neptune said he was willing to open dialogue with the Convergence. Opposition spokesman Dr. Ariel Henry told me such negotiations wouldn't lead anywhere.
Mr. Neptune has been designed for a de facto government. For us, Aristide is a de facto president. The second thing is they are talking about having seats for the opposition in their government. We are saying something clear. We are not going to participate to any government that is not the result of a consensus in Haiti. Up to now, there is no consensus.